It's about 9:15 on a Sunday night at the Fairview Tavern in Oakley. Most of the 15 or so people here are local comedians who know each other, looking for some time at the open mic night that's just about to start.
Ethan, Cody, Art, Jesse, Iggy said he wanted to do one.
But tonight, there's an unusual charge in the air. Hillary Begley, the comic who launched Hillary's Comedy Revival at the Tavern nearly 2 years ago, is back from Hollywood to host the show.
How was L.A.? You star. You were awesome. You're... freaking character was beautiful.
Begley plays Aunt Lucy in the trending Netflix movie Dumplin'. She doesn't have many lines, but her character, and by extension Begley, are outsized presences throughout the movie. Earlier this month, Begley paid her own way to stand at the premiere alongside Jennifer Aniston, who stars in and bankrolled the movie, and Dolly Parton, whose music is the movie's soundtrack.
We went 3 levels up to the top floor of the Chinese theater. We go in, I'm looking around, I'm like, hold up, where is the red carpet? I spent all this money trying to get here, trying to be a part of this, and like, I'm on the other side of the country and I'm not going to rock the red carpet? Not happening.
For much of her life, Begley appeared headed anywhere but the red carpet. Now 32 years old, she fights back tears when talking about her fractured family life. As Begley tells it, her mother has rejected her throughout her life and essentially tricked Begley into legally surrendering custody of her daughter, who was then a toddler. The girl is now 11.
I talk to my mom very rarely. It's a very strained relationship. I haven't seen her in 8 years.
From Begley's telling, about a decade ago, her mother offered to care for her daughter for a year so Begley could join a friend in Los Angeles and try becoming a screen actress. As Begley struggled in California, her mother abruptly cut off all contact. Even after returning to Asheville, Begley said her mother prevented her from seeing or speaking with her daughter.
I had already signed papers because I was young and ignorant and didn't know exactly what it was I was signing. My mom told me that in order for my daughter to be on her insurance, she needed to have custody of her. And I just signed the papers and then, that was it. So I have no legal rights to anything.
Do you have any relationship with your daughter now?
She doesn't know I exist as a person on the planet.
Also, I think every fat girl in North America wants to be my friend. I'm like, yeah, I'm representing for the fat girls, but y'all know, like, handicapped people, not every fat girl is nice.
About 5 years ago, at the urging of a friend, Begley attended the open mic night at the former Bar of Soap, now Del Vecchio's. More open mic appearances led to her first paid gig as a comic, and about 2 years ago, the Fairview Tavern asked Begley to start an open mic night there.
90% of my comedy is just my personality. I had to be completely wasted to be on stage, so I don't know what all I said for those many years.
Out of nowhere about 2 years ago, a few breaks turned her way. Begley landed a featured spot opening for comedian John Reap at the Orange Peel, and around the same time, a tape of her comedy found its way to a casting agent who was working with Jennifer Aniston. Within days, Begley was in Atlanta, auditioning for a role in Dumplin'.
After reading the first couple of lines that they had for my character, I'm like, oh my God, I'm already this woman. The sides on the script that they sent to me told about how her, my niece, got made fun of for being fat. And then I tell her, pay them no mind, Willa Dean. The world is filled with people that are going to try to tell you who you are, but you have to figure that out for yourself. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what I've been trying to tell myself for so long.
Begley only took home about $2,000 for her role, and she still pulls down about 4 serving shifts every week at the Fairview Tavern. Begley now has an agent and another screen appearance on the near horizon. The movie When We Last Spoke, starring Cloris Leachman and Corbin Burnson, is out in February on the Hallmark Network. Her mother and adolescent daughter, though, remain elusive and unresolved questions.
Right now is the most stable I've ever been as an adult. I signed my very first lease for renting a home. I was writing my name on the paper. I'm signing my signature, and I just cried the whole way through. The landlady's like, are you all right? I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
Begley is hosting a special screening of Dumplin' 7 p.m. December 30th at the Fairview Tavern. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.